The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Honeydew with Ryan Sickler.
Welcome back to The Honeydew, y'all. We're over here doing it in the Night Pan Studios. I'm Ryan Sickler, RyanSickler.com, Ryan Sickler on all social media. I want to tell you about the Night Pan Nation Tour. It kicks off this weekend, y'all. Phoenix, September 16th through the 18th, all right? And then we're going to keep on rolling. Indy, I'll be seeing y'all September 30th through October 2nd. Baltimore, coming home Saturday, October 23rd. Brea, headlining October 28th. Arlington, Virginia, November 12th and 13th. Cleveland, Ohio, December 9th through the 11th. La Jolla, California, December 17th through the 19th. I'll be in Austin, Texas, January 6th to the 8th. And Kansas City, January 20th through the 22nd. Look, there's more dates, okay? They're all there. There's a lot more being added. We're coming a lot of places. Not as many as Tom Segura, not quite everywhere, but coming some places with Tom Segura, too. So go check out RyanSickler.com. Sign up for the newsletter. You'll be the first to know all the stuff going on. And the YouTube. Thank you for your support on the Honeydew. Thank you for your support of this show. If you watch and you love the show and you want to help out, do something free, subscribe to the show, y'all. That's all you got to do. And the Patreon. We just talked to a guy. Again, I'm going to keep talking about this. This guy solved an 18-year-old cold case, okay? Stepped on a stick, fucking rock rolls over, and it's a skull looking at the dude. Bullet hole between the eyes. Bullet still in the goddamn skull, and they fucking solve an 18-year-old cold case. Ain't no show out there like the Honeydew with y'all right now, all right? So if you or someone you know has a story that has to be heard, please submit it to honeydewpodcast@gmail.com. Subscribe today. You don't need to be a subscriber to submit your story, all right? But if you subscribe and you know you're in for the long haul, I want to help you out. You can save over a month of free episodes by signing up for a year. You get audio and video. You get the entire back catalog, and you get the Honeydew a day early ad-free at no additional cost. All right. I do know that $5 a month is a lot for some people and you can do better things with it. But if you got it and you want to hear these stories, please subscribe. All right. You know where to get the merch. Everything's at RyanSickler.com. The ringtones, you guys want a ringtones of my laugh? They're there. Go to RyanSickler.com. We're working on getting them for Android now on the website. All right. Now, that is the information I wanted to tell you. I can't wait. For real, though, I cannot wait to come out and see you guys on tour. I've sat here in this little room for the last year and a half with your support, and we built a small little army, and I want to come see you guys, and I can't wait. So thank you. This is a gratitude tour more than anything. Now, y'all know what we do here. We highlight the lowlights. These are the stories behind the storytellers. I'm very excited to have today's storyteller here with us, ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome Raylan Nelson, y'all. Welcome to the Honeydew.
Hi, Ryan. Thanks for having me.
You're very the best. Welcome. You're very welcome.
You're the most best.
I appreciate it. I'm very excited to have you here. We've met through comedy, which I love.
Yeah, me too. Big fan.
You are Willie Nelson's granddaughter.
Yes.
And you have your own band, your own music. You got your own thing going on in Nashville. So why don't you, before we get into anything here, just plug it all, promote it all.
Okay, so How I Met You was through Music is Funny podcast, which my guitar player and I started over COVID.
You and JB, yeah.
JB, also my music partner. And, you know, we were bored, and when we were on the road before COVID, we didn't agree on the music that we listened to in the van on road trips, so we would just listen to comedy. Podcasts, stand-up, we would just pull up specials. So over COVID, we were like, well, let's just see if they'll, you know, talk to us. And everybody's starting a podcast, so we might as well. And so we just tried it, and of course.
I loved it. The way you guys got the comics that you like to talk to is just by starting a podcast. It works.
Yeah, you know.
I've done a lot of podcasts for people that I did one for a kid. I'm doing another one for a 13-year-old kid. Like, if I'm free, I'll do it. You know what I mean? I love it.
That's how I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just did one for a couple of kids, too, and it was awesome. Yeah. They were the hosts of it.
Yeah, this kid is, too. Yeah, I did one for a kid to host, and then there's a 13-year-old kid I'm doing, or 14. I'm doing his coming up.
Yeah.
He's the host.
And you're working with kids, teaching them.
Yeah, I teach the Outreach to the Arts kids here, and then I teach the Culver City High School kids podcasting at the other store.
Here at the Santa Monica Music
Center.
Here at
the Santa Monica Music Center, owned by Lana Negrete. Yeah,
I love Lana so much.
I know. You've been hanging out with us all weekend. Yeah. You're like, hey, Ryan, nice to meet you.
We're period sisters.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
She made me start my period 13 days early. It was the weirdest fucking thing. We hung out for 3 days, never met before.
Never met your period sink.
13
I'm so
days.
Glad I'm a dude every fucking day. I'm so glad I'm a dude. Ash, I'll tell you, by now our periods definitely would have been synced, bro.
Yep.
Oh my god.
When does this shit end too? Like it should be done by now. We should be able to click something that says, okay, we don't want kids anymore. Mm. We're done. Anyway, I love Lana so much.
Yeah, and you've had Josh Wolf on your show. You've had Jason Ellis on your show. I've done your show. Who else have you had?
Kathleen Madigan.
Yeah, I love Kathleen Madigan.
I do too. She's awesome. We've actually gone out drinking, having a couple beers together. And Jody, her manager, is awesome. Let's see, who else? Doug Stanhope. Did we say that? Tom Papa.
Yeah. I mean, man, you're getting killers.
Ari Shaffir.
Yeah, you're getting killers. That's great.
I just actually got an email from Ari today asking if I could hook him up with some weed and shrooms for Bonnaroo. And I'm just so happy that he reached out to me to ask.
He's asking you for weed and shrooms, and I'm like, just please get Willie Nelson to take a picture of my night pants with a joint, please, with a joint and in my night pants. I'll just take the night pants.
I'm going to make it happen. Yeah,
oh my God, if Willie Nelson's in Night Pants Nation, are you fucking out of here? I mean, Jesus, I'll shit myself. I have to get new night pants, girl. What's your social media? All that stuff.
I thought you were into Social Security.
What's your social?
What's your Social Security number?
196.
Okay, so Raylan Nelson Band and at Music is Funny, but I just put everything on Raylan Nelson Band because we have some followers there. Yeah, and check out my band too. You know, it's on. You can check it on Spotify and YouTube. We have a bunch of music videos that we made that nobody's seen, so check them out on our YouTube channel.
I want to say thank you, and I'm also super flattered.
This is one of my top favorite comedy podcasts. I can't believe I'm even friends with you.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I didn't fangirl out on you yet, and we've been hanging out for the past couple of days, and you took me to the fucking Comedy Store.
How fun was that?
It was so much fun, and every single person on the lineup was great.
Thank you, Emily.
Thanks, Emily.
She let us.
I didn't get to talk to her very much.
Tour.
She was serious. She looks so serious.
Yeah, she is. She's running that shit.
Yeah, and no joke. And she sat up there while you guys, everyone did the show.
Yep.
And I didn't see any kind of, you know, what was going on, but she was in it and listening and laughing and into it.
Isn't that fucking great to see? Like, someone's really invested in, you know, watching people still and not just putting shit on autopilot. And, you know, and it's interesting that I know you're an entertainer, you're an artist, so you see that. I love that you picked that up. Yeah, she sits there. I tell everybody, like, she's
the whole time.
There's no throwing a camera up and I'll watch this shit later. She's there. That's more pressure for sure, you know, so. But yeah, that was a killer fucking show.
Seems like she's trying to do it right.
Mm-hmm. But I've always had this thing. So when you said, I totally get it because we're the same way. Comics are the same way. Like, let's listen to music. You know what I mean? Like, we hear all this shit all the same. Right. Yeah. But it's the opposite. And I've always, like, I'm so flattered that you guys listen to my comedy on your bus and shit that there's this. You know the Jackson Brown song where he's talking about they're out on the road. Stay. Stay. And he's talking about we got – what does he say? We got truckers on CBs. We got Richard Pryor on the video. And I've always fucking just loved – it's stuck with me. Like,
it's true.
Man, these fucking guys are top musicians in the world and they're out on the road watching – Richard Pryor, and back then they must have had a laser disc up in that fucking bus. I don't know what they had, a VHS in that bus or something. But I was like, man, how fucking cool is that? So then for you to say that, I'm like, phew, what a simulation.
Well, my grandpa's always been a big fan of comedy. He was friends with Richard Pryor.
And you said, I forgot he's in the Comedy Store doc that you were watching. Yeah.
It feels like a comedy trip this time because I found the E! True Hollywood Story of it on Vimeo. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some random Vimeo. And then, watched the Comedy Store doc. And then Papa Willie shows up there. And I guess Sally Fields was there that same day. And I don't know if Princess Diana was, but it kind of seemed like that. But it could have been a different day. But anyway, it seemed like my grandpa loved Richard Pryor. And my aunt Amy and my grandmother, or my step-grandmother Connie, who I was named after, actually, my first name's Constance.
Oh, you're Constance Raylan Nelson?
She's friends
Raylan
with Jennifer
Nelson?
Pryor.
Or no?
Yes.
Oh, you
Constance
are?
Constance Raylan Nelson. Okay. That's my name.
I'm sorry. So she's friends with who?
With Jennifer Pryor.
Oh, okay.
So I've never talked to her, but they talk to her regularly.
So I definitely, obviously, we want to hear some of those stories. But let's go back to the beginning for you. Because your dad is Willie Nelson's son.
Yeah, Willie Nelson Jr., but everyone called him Billy.
Okay.
And
where are they originally from? Like, where did your parents meet and grow up? And
okay, so my dad was on the bus with Papa Willie and rode through town in Nashville. My mom was working at a radio station as one of those promo girls.
How old was your dad?
20, 21.
And your mom's what?
Same. Okay, so he was probably 23 or 24 because she was 20, 21.
And he's out on the road with fucking Willie Nelson.
Yeah, he was 16 years old when my grandpa made it big. Can you imagine being 16 years old and your dad is the biggest thing on the planet?
I mean, this is what we talked about. You gave me this shirt, and I wore it straight up out of respect. But there's famous, and then there's fucking iconic. And there's no one that wouldn't see this and not know that's fucking Willie Nelson.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. So, I couldn't imagine being, especially 16. Like, think 16. Of, you're young and dumb and fucking want to probably put your dick in every fucking thing out there. And you're seeing, like, a world that isn't even realistic. And, I mean, I'm just being honest.
I'm just glad 16. He stuck his dick in my mom, you know? Thanks, Mom, for opening up.
You did the right thing.
Yeah, you did good.
So they're on a promotional tour, and
And my dad was he always wore cowboy shit. You know, I think that was in at the time, but he wanted to be a cowboy. Other than comedy, my grandpa loves Western, so he would throw those up on the TV in the bus too. So chaps. My dad was wearing chaps in the summertime. Just weird. You know, it's so weird.
He had to be charismatic and good looking as fuck to wear chaps and still land a lady, I feel like.
He was handsome. My grandma was beautiful. She was full-blooded Cherokee Indian, and he took a lot after her. Anyway, so they meet. They fall in love. They get married very quickly, and they have me, and then they get divorced.
How fast? How old are you?
I was 3 when they got divorced.
Are you their only child?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you are.
Yeah, that I know right, of, that you know of, but sure. We don't think he was, well, who knows, you know, but I don't think so.
So by 23, now your dad's a single dad.
Yeah, and I didn't see
him. And your mom's a single mom, same age, you say, mm-hmm. Okay.
And when he was young, my grandpa was trying to make it in the music business, so he was with his mom, and then he'd be with his stepmoms, depending on who the stepmom was at the time. And so he didn't get a lot of time with my grandpa mm-hmm. or his dad, you know.
Right.
So I don't know that he was ever shown how to be a dad, right? But he wasn't around much. I know he was really into some, you know, the hot drugs at the time, cocaine and a lot of liquor, a lot of uppity stuff, but hard liquor. I think he smoked weed all day long, you know.
Did you
My grandpa tried to get him into rehab a couple times, and it never worked.
So you're living with mom?
Mm-hmm. Mostly living with mom, seeing dad when it was safe.
I was gonna say mostly when. And so was that when they would come to town or something like that?
So he lived in Nashville, okay. You know, in a town called Ridgetop. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And my mom did too, and she did hair, and we just lived in the salon. She still owns that house and rents it out.
Nah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool. And she actually taught me that. I bought real estate really young because, you know, she taught me, hey, you can, if you own real estate, it's a pretty good way to, you know, make money unless you're a celebrity of some kind. Anyway, so I would see my dad, but I don't ever remember going off with him without her being there. And whenever Papa Willie came through town, of course we were there. Even after my dad's passing, my mom always took me.
That's
so
nice.
My mom turned into a holy roller about that time. And
so wait, your dad, what happened to your dad? Your dad died.
Okay,
how
wait,
old
hold
are
on.
You?
So okay. They get divorced. My mom turns into a holy roller. She's praying for a new husband. She meets
Nuh-uh. Like out loud.
No, for real. Oh yeah. Yes.
Oh wow.
Out loud. Out loud.
That's gotta be weird to be walking around.
A friend of mine was telling me some. Some just like embarrassing stories about her mom the other day, and I was like, oh my god, the only thing I was scared my mom would do is speak in tongues over my friends in high school, so I wouldn't let them come around her.
Would she do that?
I told her, like, mom, I don't want you to speak in tongues over them. She's like, I wouldn't do that. I'm like, if you thought God told you to, you would. And she was like, yeah, I would.
Wait.
No, I'm not.
What made her shift into this holy roller? Was she always religious, or was it a 180?
No.
Okay, so it was the full opposite.
No. She was walking up and down Dickerson Road in a Playboy bunny outfit trying to get into a club when she was a teenager. She was not. I love you, Mom. But she confessed her sins to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And he forgives us all, you know? So,
yeah.
And she's dedicated her life to ministry, and she does nothing but help people and pray for them. And helps me and has always been there for me. And we're super tight and I tease her all the time. And
okay, good.
She taught me to be a good person, you know, so. And she, at that time, she was into not lying. So she taught me about not lying very early
what
on.
What do you mean that time?
Like during that time when she was like,
that's the 80s,
she told me Santa Claus wasn't real when I was 4 and a half.
No.
She was like, I feel bad that I've lied to you about this. And she had me because... Do you remember The Simpsons?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons. No, I don't know anything
too
about
edgy
it.
For you?
My mom wouldn't let me watch it. She was just kind of kept me pretty sheltered.
Okay.
And so, because this was around that Holy Roller time. And so I remember one Christmas waking up and there was that, whoever, what's the little sister's baby name? The little baby.
Maggie.
Okay. There was that doll there and I was like, and I look at my mom, I'm like, Santa Claus brought this Simpson doll. And she was like, I can't believe he did that. Like acting mad. So I really believed Santa Claus was real, right? And then like a month later, she's like, God has laid it on my heart.
Listen, right, Lynn. This other imaginary bullshit is telling me to tell you that this other imaginary bullshit I've been telling you about is bullshit. Amen. Oh, fuck.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Well, here I am, like 4 or 5 years old, like, yes, ma'am.
So happy for a fucking 4-year-old. I mean, all of it.
And you know, it's me and my mom, you know, so I'm like, okay. And she's like, we're not going to lie anymore. There's no Tooth Fairy. There's no Easter Bunny. There's no Santa.
Oh, she unloaded all of it. Not one of them. She's just like,
I wish, looking back, I should have been like, is there a God? You know?
Right. Hey, hold on. No, that one's real. That fake one's real.
Fake one.
But not
imaginary
Santa,
ones.
Not the Tooth Fairy, not the Easter Bunny. Who else is out there? Who else did y'all have in your childhood?
What do you think? Do you believe there's a God? For real?
All jokes aside, I don't believe in what I've been taught. I believe there's definitely a higher thing going on and a power, energy, love, whatever the fuck you want to call it. But
me
I
too.
Don't believe in the God I was taught. I don't believe in the story I was taught.
Right.
I just believe there definitely is something bigger than us going on here for sure.
Me too.
I'm not sure what the fuck it is.
Me either. None of us
do. Podcasting has changed my mind from, you know, first it was – I grew up Catholic, so it was God, God, God. And then I had this whole, you know, everyone's dying. And I'm just like, I don't know. Is this – well, God's got a plan. I'm like, well, he clue me in on the fucking thing? Like, this – he just killed two people. You know what I mean? Like, did they know? Were they in on that shit? And then I started struggling, and then I would feel guilty if I didn't pray for all of my dead relatives. And it was a laundry list every fucking night. And then finally, I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I don't believe in it anymore. I don't buy it. And then we had the episode with Steve Cantwell where I went from God struggling with whether this is or isn't to it isn't to then like this salvia trip he talks about in another parallel universe. And I'm like, maybe all of that isn't even right. The yes or no. Maybe it's this whole other fucking thing over here. So all I know is I don't know.
Yeah.
But I know what I feel and think.
Right?
That's it.
And then nobody knows. And anybody who claims they know are, don't listen to those people.
Your mom did.
She knows what she feels.
Yeah, she knows Jesus is real.
She was getting convicted about, lying. And so that was why she went through that. But anyway, I knew not to tell anyone at school, and I was good. And I was a really good child, you know? So she meets my stepdad. We moved to Atlanta.
Do you know?
They were set up through a friend.
Okay.
Mutual friend.
Not walking up and down the sidewalk in bunny outfits.
No, that was when she was a teenager. Okay. She's going to kill me for saying that, but whatever. It's great. So she's been forgiven. So that's an old Janet, not the new Janet. She's reborn. She loves her some Jesus. So where were we at? Okay, so
your stepfather.
My mom meets my stepdad. They get married, and she moves us to Atlanta, where he lives.
And you're how old at this point?
I am 6.
Okay, you're still very young. Okay.
Still very young. Dad's still around in Nashville. And we, looking back on it now, I'm so upset that she took us so far away. It was 4 hours away, but still far away from my dad. And, but I've learned to forgive her now, but cause I wasn't there. I don't know what kind of danger we were in there. I know my dad was getting in trouble a lot with drinking and driving and with other people involved with drugs. I don't know what he was doing, but I know there's stuff I don't know. And I'm still asking people and trying to figure that out actually. Before they all die. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, so Christmas, another Christmas story. I wake up one Christmas and I walk into my mom's room and my stepdad is, consoling my mom. She's crying uncontrollably. And I'm like, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? And she wouldn't say what's wrong. I don't know if she couldn't,
Mm-hmm.
My stepdad wasn't saying anything. And I just kept saying it, what's wrong, mom? What's wrong? You hate it seeing I hated seeing my mom cry. Hated it. And she finally told me what happened. And I just remember not really understanding, I didn't understand what that meant, that death, that he was gone.
Permanent. And, yeah.
I literally walked right back out and started playing with the toys that were left out for me from Santa Claus that morning.
On Christmas morning, you find out your dad's dead. And you're what?
Yeah.
Seven.
I was 7 when he died.
God, what a fuck. Is Christmas just shit for you now?
Yes, yes. And he actually died the eve of Christmas Eve. So it was the
23rd?
Yeah, or the early morning of the 23rd. So the 23rd
Christmas
sucks.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah, Christmas Eve Eve. So the 23rd sucks. The 24th sucks. And the 25th sucks because that's when I found out about it. But when at the time, I didn't really understand it. How my brain dealt with it was, oh my God, my mom's gonna die. So I did not want to be separated from her.
Right. And I'm gonna be alone.
Yep. And everyone around me is gonna die and I'm gonna be left alone, which makes me tear up because I know that's literally what you went through.
It is.
So my biggest fear is actually your life. So I'm glad we're friends.
Listen, can I tell you something? My biggest fear has been my life too. Just so you know, yeah, mine too.
I couldn't go to school. My mom was trying to. My mom was trying to tell me that. The devil was telling me that.
This is a lot going on here. We got Chris. Santa's not. Listen, what's funny? 1-2 years. You could have still had Santa for 2 more years.
I know
you
this sounds
Santa,
crazy.
Dad's gone. Everybody's gone. No wonder you think everybody's gone.
I know this sounds crazy, but in the Bible Belt, this is does not sound crazy, okay? But she, I remember going to the school counselor when I'm 7 years old in Georgia, and this lady writing down in a notebook, right? And I'm looking at her and saying, just a picture of this little girl, you know, looking at
I'm
her.
I'm thinking of Stella right now, that age, looking at this lady.
Well, the devil's telling me that that he's going to kill my mom. So I need to be with her all the time in case he tries to kill her. Yeah. And I know he's lying to me and that God will protect my mom, but the devil's lying to me. And can you imagine a little girl saying that to you?
Like, no.
She probably was like, okay. And
I'm like, okay, hang on a second. Somebody come get this poltergeist bitch out of my office.
Exactly. Yeah. And to me, I was telling the exact truth because it was what my mom told me. You know?
Yeah, I know. You're just repeating it.
Yeah. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He is telling you lies, you know, like all of this. Lucifer's the fallen angel. He's here to, you know, all these things. So anyway, so I cry a lot. I'm sad. I have migraines. The migraines continue through
At six, this is going on.
Yeah.
Seven.
But, and migraines continue all the way up through early teenager years, like 15. I still can't stay in the night somewhere else without freaking out. I have to call my mom every hour. It's ridiculous. Or I have to just go home. She would just come get me, you know. And it all, I didn't understand that it stemmed from my dad. I did not connect it at the time. I just
thought I was a crazy bitch.
I just, you know, everybody else was like, why do you want to come to the sleepover? And I'm like, oh, you know, I'll come for a little bit. Then I got to go home with my mom. Just knew she would die if I was away, which it makes no sense. I mean, if I was there, she would have died. But then, I don't know, I think maybe because my dad was away when he died and I didn't see him before or after, you know.
So can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah.
Do you remember the last time you saw your dad, or at least
last time I remember seeing him was still in Nashville, not Georgia, but she said he did come with a girlfriend to Georgia once to visit and that we went to dinner, but I don't remember that. So in Nashville, and I remember him bringing me, and I still had it before the fire, a little stuffed animal that said, guess who loves you on it.
I'm sorry. You just dropped the before the fire.
When I lost everything.
Well, I guess the way, I mean, we're going to get to that, I guess.
I lost everything.
Oh, my God. All right. Hold on. We'll get to the,
we'll get to the fire.
Yeah.
But he gave me this little stuffed animal that I had for a really long time, and it said, guess who loves you on it. So it was always cool to always have that. And it was the last time I saw him, and I remember hugging him. And in the house that my mom has in Madison, Tennessee, has these steep stairs. And mom wouldn't let him come in. So we were just standing on the top of the stairs. And he went to hug me, and he kind of was wobbly. And I remember my mom, like grabbing me and pulling me away just because he was probably a little drunk. And then he leaves, and police come. So I don't know. He was just kind of always in a little trouble. I know there was this awesome judge that would get him out of trouble. He's still friends with Papa Willie. He actually helped me with my divorce because my husband and I tried to do helpyourselfdivorce.com. But that doesn't
That's
work.
That's a website?
Yeah, it doesn't work, though. Don't do it. Especially when you have three kids.
What works better? What worked better, your marriage or the website?
We thought it was a good idea. It was an amicable split. We're like, oh, this was only $200. Let's do this. And
how about wehatereachother.com? Yeah, that's a nice one. Okay, I want to talk more about your dad. So last time you see him, this house is the house, by the way, I'm asking, that your mom still owns?
Yeah, yeah.
So that house that your father was in, you could still go back in at some point if you wanted to ever just to see
it. And so my dad lived in this cabin out in Ridgetop, Tennessee, which is close to where I live now. And I just actually moved there last year out in this area. And it's where my grandpa's house was when he lived out in Tennessee, too. So it's just an old cabin. That's where my dad was found. He was found hung. So he was and there were some strange things around it because he was completely naked, which automatically makes everyone think of autoerotic asphyxiation, which I never thought about until mid-20s or something.
About it. I didn't even know it was a thing until I saw like Oprah or some shit. People were choking themselves out to come.
Yeah, I don't understand it. You know, I've never been into anything other, you know, just regular thing. But and But that's the thing. My mom said that my dad wasn't either. He was kind of a regular kind of, he wasn't trying to do crazy shit.
The devil didn't possess him in the bedroom?
No. Or not with her anyway. And that he was never naked, only in the shower, never in bed even. I mean, like maybe when they were fucking, I guess, but not, you know, he would immediately put some clothes on. He wore long sleeve shirts in the summertime, jeans. So it's strange that he was naked. If it was an autoerotic asphyxiation, it may be some sort of humiliation thing, I guess, because there were some people that he was running with, some sort of motorcycle crowd that nobody really knows quite who they were, and it was a new crowd at the time. And we know that my grandpa had sent a lot of money in for Christmas that year, and that it was on the table and at one time and then wasn't there, and there were liquor bottles shot out.
At the house?
At the house. Yeah, it looked like there was a party scene, you know. One of his friends, when I was 18, I walked down to the Willie Nelson Museum downtown Nashville because I wanted to get a new bumper sticker because I had a bumper sticker that said, "Don't blame me, I voted for Willie Nelson" on it for a long time.
That's great.
And I got into a car accident and had another car and wanted to get another one for this car. So I walked down there and this guy who was my dad's friend was there. And he's like, "Hey, Raylan, hey, you want to know how your dad died? He was hanging up socks in the...
He says it like this, yes, while you're getting immediately. A bumper sticker.
And I was like, "Wait, who are you? What?" You know, because I had walked down in there. He immediately recognized me. I did not know who he was. And he gave me this kind of weird story about how he, which is true, my dad did like to tie nooses. I told you he was this cowboy guy, right? And it was the thing back then. And he loved Texas and that kind of look. So he was tying nooses. So his story was that he had tied a noose, put it on his neck. Does this make any, like, it's no. So stupid.
And that he was naked, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, he's naked. Butt naked. So I'm just going to try this, my new knot out real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, was trying to hang his socks up in the loft and falls. It was the most ridiculous thing I've ever.
And somehow, miraculously, the rope just wraps around and catches and holds a grown man. Yeah, like that's not happening.
Nothing makes sense.
Either he went up there and put himself up there or somebody put him up there. That's it.
Yeah.
There's no accidental fall and a rope's going to snag and catch and choke you naked.
Yeah. And I know there was some talk about, but like everything was cleaned up really quickly, you know, because they just thought it was suicide. So they didn't even consider it being anything else.
Do you, or is there any thought from anyone in the family that he was a target because of who he was? Simply that?
I don't even bring it up to my family.
Your grandfather and shit like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, that sucks. You can't bring it up or don't. Because that's your dad. Like, forget that that's Willie Nelson's son and all that. That's still whatever. All that stripped away. That's your father. Yeah. Like, you have a right to know.
I will say that my dad's friends have said that my dad would get really low and really, really drunk and that it was possible. But I just feel like there would have been some sort of closure there if he had a plan to do it. So I don't
mean
think
like a note or something. You think he would have definitely let someone know?
Yeah, there would. I feel like
was he close to your grandfather? Were they close, like a father son?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're on the bus and everything. You're physically close. Yeah.
And I don't even bring my dad up to my grandpa. I let my grandpa do that. You know?
Does he? Ever talk about how's that feel when he talks about? I mean, because that's. I'm just
it's
like
so
I'm getting
hard.
Emotional now, thinking like, oh my god, if Stella was gone, but I'm just talking to her daughter, like, or son. I'm like, oh god.
Yeah,
I'm
how bad. Do you do that? You know, that's the thing. It's because every time I would see him, I could see pain and sadness in his eyes. And also, when I saw him, it made me sad because my dad, he reminds me of my dad. You know, it smells like my dad around him.
I bet it does.
My dad would play the guitar to me. My dad would had a lot of his cadence. A great song you could listen to is "My Body's Just a Suitcase for My." Can you believe this? "My Body's Just a Suitcase for My Soul." He did this song with my grandpa. Now the video was done in the '80s, early '90s, I think. He died in '91, so it had to be late '80s. And it's a weird video, but you can tell he has a cadence of him and singing and stuff. So you know it's. the same thing, and I could never really tell him, but I did write a song. The only sad song that we wrote was Daddy's Grave, and we don't even do it at shows because it makes everyone so sad. It makes me sad, you know?
It takes
3 songs to get people dancing again, and, you know, we're trying to have fun, and, you know, we want people to leave happy, not sad.
Let's take a quick break and tell you about our first sponsor, Ritual. We deserve to know what we're putting in our bodies and why, especially when it comes to something that we take every day. Ritual's clean, vegan-friendly multivitamin is formulated with high-quality nutrients and bioavailable forms your body can actually use. And what you won't find are sugars, GMOs, major allergens, synthetic fillers, and artificial colorants. Plus, the fresh taste and delayed-release capsule design makes taking your vitamins easy. Look, I take Ritual every day. I've got them on order. They get delivered right to my mailbox. And while I still can't taste that much, I can absolutely taste the minty freshness in my Ritual daily vitamins. All right. I was looking for something that didn't have sawdust and, you know, table salt and everything else in the damn thing. And Ritual is the best. I'm telling you, it's a multivitamin and it should contain key nutrients in the form your body can actually use to help fill gaps in the diet. There's no shady extras. All right. Ritual's delayed release capsule design delivers high quality nutrients, including vitamin D3 in just 2 daily pills. Ritual is made traceable, so you always know what nutrients you're taking and where they come from, thanks to Ritual's one of a kind visible supply chain. It's now available for women, men, and teens. Ritual multivitamins are scientifically developed to help support different stages in life. Ritual makes healthy habits easy, and your multivitamins are delivered to your door, like I said, every month with free shipping. Always, you can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription anytime. And if you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll refund your first order. All right, get key nutrients without the BS. Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/honeydew to start your Ritual today. Our next sponsor is Raycon. No matter how you're feeling about getting back out there, there's no denying it's an adjustment. So when the world gets too loud, something I love to do is create my own soundtrack by popping in my Raycon wireless earbuds. Sometimes you need some upbeat music to pump you up before you see people or to stay calm with some guided meditation. All right. First of all, you know I'm listening to the Honeydew on my Raycons, but I've been walking a lot. I've been walking these parks a lot lately, getting outside, losing weight. And I just hit playlist and I listen to anything that makes me feel good. I'm out there thinking about, you know, positivity and how great life is right now, man. And my Raycons take me there, okay? And Raycons are the best way to listen. They've got a bunch of gel tips for your comfort. And unlike some other brands, they don't stick out of your ears, okay? Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, for a really long time. They start at half the price of other premium audio brands, but they sound just as good. And Raycons come with a 45-day happiness guarantee, so you really can't lose. Give them a try. You'll see what I mean, all right? Create your own soundtrack right now with Raycon. Honeydew listeners can get 15% off your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/honeydew. That's buyraycon.com/honeydew to save 15% on Raycons. buyraycon.com/honeydew. Our next sponsor is Babbel. When you're traveling to a destination where you don't know the language, it can be challenging to accomplish even the simplest of tasks. All right. I was in Mexico recently. I think it was March, April, somewhere in there. And I took Spanish class in like 8th grade. You know what I mean? And I still remember things like cacahuates. You know, some of the stuff stands out. Zapatos, calcetines, things like that. But I would hear a word here, a word there. You know, Segura speaks fluent Spanish. My daughter's starting to learn it already, and I was like, man, I got to learn this. So I had actually subscribed to Babbel before Babbel came on board, as a matter of fact, and I am a happy customer. I'm taking my Spanish every day. I really like it. They give you these, like, reviews, because once you do it and then you review it, you know, at least for me, it helps you learn more, all right?
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
So thankfully, Babbel is out there. They are the number one selling language learning app. Through Babbel's bite-sized lessons, you'll learn new language skills that you can actually use in the real world, from greetings, menus, and directions to gaining a deeper understanding of the culture. Babbel is a travel essential, all right? Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. Other language learning apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel lessons were created by over 100 language experts, and their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and your accent. There are so many ways to learn with Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can get access to podcasts, games, videos, stories, and even live classes. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. All right, right now, when you purchase a 3-month Babbel subscription, you'll get an additional 3 months for free. That's 6 months for the price of 3. Just go to Babbel.com and use promo code Honeydew. That's Babbel.com, code Honeydew. Babbel language for life. Now, let's get back to the do.
But I was able to write that song and get a lot of things out that was brought some healing through the family, because I was able to see, I did perform it at a shows for a while, and he got to see me do it. And afterwards he came up and he said, "I just want you to know your dad would be really proud of you."
Man.
And that was probably the best moment, right?
I had a bittersweet moment where I was back in Maryland for just vacation, and Tom was coming in to do Baltimore the day I was leaving. He's like, "Ryan, you can't leave." And I had Stella, and I was like, "We've been here for I can't remember how many days. Like, I got to get back." He's like, "You can't miss this. I'm doing the fucking Model. The Lyric is what it was called." And back in the, and that's like a bucket list theater if you want to perform in Baltimore, you know. And I was like, "Fuck." I go, "All right, 10 things need to line up, but if I can get them done, it's happening." And they all did. And I got to do that theater, and then one of my best friends from back home, Shannon, came up to me, and he knew my dad and my grandmom so well, and he's like, "Your dad and grandmom would be so fucking proud." And I was just like, "Oh." And that's like I love what I do, but I also hate that the people I love and who are really responsible for me being here don't even get to fucking see it or hear it or feel it or, you know, touch it, taste it, none of it.
You don't think they're watching somewhere? What do you think?
I mean, it depends on what universe.
Or do you think it's reincarnated?
What if they're not even my parents? I might be in this universe over here. I don't know. Do I think that, listen, this is what I think. I think that these people literally died for me. They were the best people in my life, and I owe it to them. Like, I can't, this podcast, they're alive because of my comedy. They stay alive in my world. Like, my daughter can go listen to a ton of shit about her grandfather and great grandmother and all that stuff. So yeah. I really like the fact that there are these archives.
Posterity.
Yeah, that are here and stay. I think we make a real difference on this show, I think.
I agree.
I believe they're present. You know, I'm a big, 11-11 is a big number for me. And
yeah.
Every time I see it, I was back home doing a show, and I, you know, I don't drink a ton, but this one night I just tied one on, and my buddy took me to my grandmom's house, and she had, in Baltimore, they have the brick row homes. It's just this little white, like, almost like a paint stripe, and it's got the numbers going up, like 1111. And I'm sitting there just looking at it in front of her house, and she had died, and we got kicked out and all this shit. And he had a shovel, a little like military shovel in the back of his Jeep, and I ran up to that fucking house. I don't even know who lived there. And I had my feet on that wall, and I was prying that shit out of that fucking wall, and I got it. And I fucking took it to my place. You were at my place. It's above my front door leaving. I repainted it and touched it up nice. And that's my little touching on the way into the stadium. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's little shit I do. Aww. So I believe they're here. But I believe they're here because I've kept them alive through my art, comedy, whatever. So I feel their presence nonstop. So that's why I feel like yes to answer that question.
Yeah.
You know?
My dad, I know he hated starfuckers that were just around just because
I'll
of
bet. Right.
Who my grand, was. Yeah. Gold digging ladies, you know, he hated, he could see them coming from a mile away. He hated it. So I know that had to be hard trying to spend time with your dad. And also I know he was really proud of Papa Willie. I know that, you know,
of course,
but yeah, so it's just sad. I guess it's very.
But your dad's going to live a life that no one else is. You know what I mean?
No,
like very few people live a life like that. And I'm sure that's crazy difficult also with all the fucking success and greatness that comes with it is that the fucking leeches and the scumbags and the thieves and roaches and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And a 16 that's happening to him. I mean, I think about my life at 16. And we're going to ask you about that at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm parentless and your dad's the opposite. But man, what's coming in his way with the drugs and everything, all that shit. How are you going to keep a 16-year-old clean and sober? You know, that's
right.
The age where you want to start fucking drinking, doing all of it. And you mm-hmm. got it all right there.
Yeah.
All of it right there. God.
Yeah, and not much adult supervision.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the 80s, too. I mean, late 70s, 80s. You know, that's some hard drugs that were coming out that people didn't understand that they were bad, you know? Mm-hmm. They just thought it was like weed. Did you know there was something, like, called caffeine water?
Now?
No.
Oh, no.
Then, like, when speed was a big thing, they would put caffeine in water. Apparently, there were just cases of that around the crew, the family and the crew, you know.
Richard Pryor's got one of the best jokes about it. He's just one of these quiet ones that's so good. But he's like, he's talking about people like a junkie in his family or an uncle or something. He's like, man, I ain't addicted to cocaine. I've been doing this shit for 20 years. You know what I mean? Like, what do you mean?
I know how it's to do it.
It's just what I do. I ain't addicted to it. It's what I do, man.
Microdose coke.
Yeah.
I've never done cocaine and I never want to just because I know what my dad, you know, just some stories that my dad, there's some cool stories about my dad, like because he was Willie Nelson's son. A story goes that he wanted to get a six pack and the gas station was closed. So we just drove his truck into the gas station.
Like broke the glass.
Yeah. Yeah. Got out, grabbed the six pack. Just the six pack, laid money down for the six pack, got in his truck and left. And just, you know, it was a small town. Everybody knew it was him and knew that.
But
Papa
I gotta
would
say,
pay for it.
Like, what would you do if you were 16, 17 and you had that lifestyle? You're just, it's not even real. It's
no,
not
it
even
doesn't,
real.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
Right.
I didn't get that. My mom kept me very sheltered. So I had a semi-normal life, you know. It was different that I would go see my grandpa, you know. And
was your mom and her family were they musical musicians at all? No,
not at all. Nobody on my mom's side.
What do you feel obligated to be a musician because of? And was
no.
your dad you said play mm-hmm. guitar, but did he actually perform and stuff too, or was he just, you know, musically inclined?
Yeah, he tried in Nashville, but they told him no. Which my grandpa, they told my grandpa no.
Yeah.
And then he got out of Nashville. And
well, I told you, this is why I relate to, like, I love the outlaw country shit. I love that Nashville told all these guys no, and they were like, all right, well, then fuck you. And they went and fucking did it themselves their way. Took a lot longer. And I really relate to that shit, you know?
Yeah, that's why it's called outlaw country.
Yeah.
Because the, you know, the people who are running things are saying, this isn't going to work. You know, no, you sound like, to my grandpa, your voice is crap. We like your songs, but... And you play great, but no. And he was like, well, I'll just go and found some guys in New York. And they did Redheaded Stranger then. And they let him do his thing.
What's your favorite Willie Nelson song?
Oh. I love Still Is Still Moving to Me. You know that one?
Mm-hmm.
I love that one.
I like Always On My Mind. Oh, that one just kills me.
He didn't write that one, though.
That's okay. It's still, he sings the shit out of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He did make it popular, and Elvis tried.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And there was
I bet you he's got great, the stories he must fucking have. Are you going to have him on your podcast?
My grandpa?
Yeah.
I don't ask him to do anything because he does so much.
And
I just don't want
to
bother him. He's 88.
Yeah, that's...
Like, shouldn't you just live your life and do what you want? He's going to.
And be left alone.
And I try not to bother him. We shouldn't have smoked weed. So I'm glad we smoked weed. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't do cocaine or anything, but we've certainly smoked plenty of weed this weekend.
I'll do one hits all day long. I like to microdose weed, but here in California, when you can just buy...
Dog walkers. Best.
I smoke dog walkers
Walk
all day
your dog
long.
Out around the block, just, you know, rip three of them.
I call them...
Just take a joint. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm like, I don't know why I get these. I'm smoking three of these motherfuckers.
Call them little doggies.
Yeah. I'm going to get a couple and then, go walking.
Remember I saw the first day and a half I was here, there were two homeless people. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what is this? All you comedians in LA, all on your podcast. Oh, the homeless is so bad. It's so bad. I saw two. And I get to your house. I'm like, Ryan, what is this? Why are y'all trying to lie to people and say that there's homeless people here? And you're like, no, you just didn't go to the right spot. The next day, went to the right spot because it's just tent after tent after tent after tent. I'm like, okay, well, I guess you were right.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
It's
here
pretty
right now.
Bad.
It's fucking bad.
What are you gonna do about that?
I'm not gonna do anything. We'll talk to Councilwoman Lana Negrete about that shit, though.
Yeah.
We talked about your favorite song. I want to talk a little more about, like, you know, let's talk about getting married. Like, you lost your dad early.
Yeah.
So who would you say, was your stepfather a male role model in your life or not really like that?
We weren't that tight then, but he's always been good to me, you know, and good to my mom, which is most important, and accepted me as his own and when he didn't have to, you know. Just because he loved her. Mm-hmm. And I love hanging out with him now. He's one of my best friends now. And
he's
at my house in Nashville right now fixing our band van, you know?
Oh, that's awesome.
So,
okay,
you know,
good.
I tease about not having a dad, but also he mellowed out in the last 10 years. Before that, he was very stressed out about money or just making sure everything was done right. And we went to church and just... strict, you know, but all of his kids are grown up and he's very close to retirement age. He's just mellowed out.
Mm-hmm.
Just guess it kind of is what happens in your old age, maybe.
Hopefully. Don't you just want to chill on the way out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess you learn that it kind of just taking it as it comes is easier than trying to micromanage
also,
everything.
The older you get, you can reflect on your experience and be like, okay, I've been through some horrible shit. This ain't that bad. We just rear-ended somebody and everybody's okay. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, whatever. I stress about less these days with that kind of shit.
Yeah, I get worried that I'm going to have to pee really bad and then that situation happens and then you're stuck there having to pee.
And then they come and get you and you're like, listen,
I really gotta go.
I peed after we hit. This accident didn't make me piss myself. I peed after we hit only because I had to go. And they're like, nah, she peed herself. Like, poor lady hit this guy so hard she pissed herself. Like, no, I didn't. I had to go.
Every single time I have to pee in traffic, I think that I'm like, great, this is the time I'm gonna get stuck in traffic. Have you peed in your car before?
Yeah, a ton of times.
I did it five or six times over COVID because everything was shut down.
I keep that little potty, like a little portable toilet in the back for Stella. And so she can just sit and pee in a little bag. And I just got the whole hatchback and we just shut it and she just sits in there and pees in it. But there's times where I'm like, I'm driving from here to Pasadena and in the old days when it took you an hour and a half, I'd pull over, I'd climb in the back seat and just pee in the bag. I'd pee in her pee bag. I'm not pissing myself. I can't piss myself before the show. I don't have another pair of pants. You know what I mean? I'm driving to perform. Yeah. I can't piss or shit myself.
You have to pee in her thing.
I pee in the pee bag.
Yeah.
And I get in the back. I climb in the back and I do it. And then people see me coming out of the back of the car. And I'm the only one exiting the vehicle. What the fuck's this guy doing? I do it a lot.
And when do you get rid of the pee? Does it just sit there? Do you, do you get rid of it right then?
I got
right
the little
then?
Rubber floor mats. I tie it up tight. It doesn't leak. I leave it on a rubber floor mat. And then when I get to a trash can or a dumpster, I deposit it properly. Yeah.
Hey, when I was driving JB to the airport today, this girl threw panties outside of, on the 110 outside of it. I am not lying.
They were just like, threw panties out?
He goes, what was that? I was like, that was panties. He goes, panties? Panties? Yeah, why would somebody do that? What's the point?
I don't know. I mean, maybe they were.
How was that getting in? There was like little thongs. They couldn't be taking up that much room in there. Did it have to go out?
Yeah, like out the window.
What did you get on there that you needed to get it out?
Quick.
Because it smelled bad?
Maybe.
Did you shit on
it? But I got a feeling like if your panties smell bad, everything else still smells like, you know what I'm saying? You didn't solve the problem. You just relocated it.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Like California.
Let me reset us here because I want to talk. You lobbed this fucking comment out about a fire. What? Talk about.
Okay.
And you said I lost everything. I mean,
this was just
heavy.
A few years ago. So it was New Year's Day. So it was not New Year's Eve,
God,
right?
So that Christmas holiday season. Listen, I want you to know for me too. My father died during the Thanksgiving time. And so Thanksgiving and Christmas for me is fucked. Like, I'm glad I have Stella to make Christmas exciting because. It's just, you know
that's
exactly
how it
what
is
I'm talking
for me.
About. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys have seasons here? Does it change in
no,
the fall?
Not well, really. And I mean, we, you know, they tell us when it's fall.
Okay. <You
know? laughs> Like, fall today. Like, all right.
Y'all don't have leaves falling or
no,
anything?
No, there's no leaves changing and shit here.
Well, that happens in Nashville, right?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And, well, whenever that starts to happen, I mean, like, as soon as it's overcast for 4 or 5 days in a row and then those leaves start changing, that feeling, yep. I won't say depressed because I refuse to be depressed. You have to what I've learned is consume your life with laughter and make everything funny, you know, in order to get through this, whatever this shit is, right? Mm-hmm. But soon as fall hits, I'll feel that gloom start coming on and I'll just get like a little bit, kind of like when you're about to start your period, you know, just a little bit bitchy. And I have to remember, oh, it's fall and this is what happens. And I have to reset, you know, just reset and be like, nope, this, you know why this is this way. It's just this poor little girl inside that's still like, what happened to my dad? Why didn't he come back? You know, mm-hmm. And not understanding. I still don't understand where he is. I don't get it. I remember sit there thinking like, what is this? How are we able to do this? What is inside of me? What is me? Where did my dad go? And until it scared me so much that I was like, I gotta watch Sesame Street, you know?
You're so young. Those are questions some 6-year-old's not supposed to be asking.
I know, but I remember I would think about it so hard and be like, what? It would scare me. It still kind of scares me. What is this, you know? How are you talking to me right now? And you can feel this energy, you know? You can feel energy. Like, what is that? What is, you know?
And so as a child like that, you're getting this anxiety just in
you.
Oh,
yeah. And it physically came out through headaches. And I would throw up when I would have these migraines and stuff. And then finally, my mom was like, I think you need to talk about what's going on. And finally, I would just kind of open up to her and say, I'm scared you're going to die. I want to stay right. I couldn't say that to her, but that's when I finally did. We figured it out. The headache stopped, you know. And
wow,
just,
okay.
The headache stopped. I still didn't want to go spend the night. Only very few times did I even have to because she would go out of town or something with my stepdad. But it all got better. But so, wait, how did we get – when were we talking about the fire?
Yeah.
How did we get here?
I don't know where you went, but I'm still waiting to hear about
it. Here we go. I'm going to get there.
I'm still over here waiting for what happened.
Okay, so this is just 4 years ago. 2016, and it's New Year's Day.
That's why.
That's
why. I said
why.
That whole Christmas.
And then we went back into when I was a kid. Okay, thank God it was you who did that.
It was me.
Okay, so 2016, I go to sleep that night. The kids are in bed. And
so real quick, you have how many children?
Let me back up a little bit. So I have twin boys. They are 14 now.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a little girl that is 11.
Okay.
So I got married when I was very young because my mom didn't want me living with my boyfriend out of wedlock. That's literally why I got married. I didn't want her to be disappointed, you know, but got pregnant pretty quickly and not on purpose. It just happened. And then he has 10 sets of identical twins in his family.
No so, way.
Yeah. And we didn't know.
10 fucking sets?
He supposedly didn't know.
How the hell do you not know 10 sets?
You're supposed to tell somebody that
you
before you get them pregnant.
You should definitely tell
somebody that. So anyway, we got the best ones. And by the way, we co-parent really well. And it was an amicable split. And his wife now is totally awesome. I told you, I think I prayed for her because she meets all the things. I was like, please let him find someone with big boobs, big butt. She loves football. She likes to cook and stay home. She hates sing. She doesn't want to be in front of anyone.
And that's
and
her,
she loves my kids. Yeah, and that is her. And
your mom prayed for a man and you prayed for a fucking stepmom. Oh, the Lord works in mysterious ways.
And, you know, him and I have talked about it. We're like, we were just so spiteful to each other that we can't, there's no way we could ever be more than just friends. But we do co-parent our kids together. And there's, it's not perfect, but, you know, it's, we try our best. Okay, so he's living, like, not even a mile away. I'm living in a house. I go to sleep. The kids are up with me. And in the middle of the night, I kind of wake up and I can see reflections of fire on my bedroom wall. And I'm like, what? Is that fire? You know? And I get up and I look down the hallway and my daughter's room is in flames.
Holy shit. And there's no smoke detectors going off or anything?
I had taken them down to paint and did not put them back up.
No. Oh my God.
How did I wake up? I have no idea. So I run into her room.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
And ran through the fire. I didn't feel any burns on my feet. Didn't feel anything on my feet until like an hour later, okay? But ran through the fire, burnt my feet. My daughter's not in there. I'm looking around and I scream, Vivian! And she yells at me from my room. And I run to my room. On the way, I stop and yell in the boys' room, boys, get up! The house is on fire! I'm yelling, screaming, go get her. She's pretty young at the time. So this was in 2016. So she was 2009. She was under 10. You know, she's like 6 or 7. The boys are like 9.
Mm-hmm.
And so I grab her. I pick her up, grab my lap. It's the strangest things you grab in these moments, right? Grab my laptop and run out. The boys are right behind me. I get them out to the deck. I'm like, you guys stay right here. My sister is living down in the mother-in-law suite of this house with her roommate, and I'm screaming at them. They're coming. the cats, I could see two cats running. My sister gets the dog, and I'm like, oh, I need to get my wallet. Never, ever go back into a house that's on fire.
Ever.
I knew this, but
like,
I...
Like, how bad is it now? Is it, like...
I could see was
that... It's filled with smoke, and are you...
Not yet. It hadn't filled with smoke yet, because I got stuck in that. So I go back in, and all of a sudden, I mean, it wasn't very long. I'm back... The hallway kind of did this T thing, you know? Mm-hmm. So I go, and all of a sudden, I'm running into walls and can't see anything. It was just like that. And I was like, oh, shit, where am I, you know? And then I remember being a little kid at Davidson Academy in Nashville, Tennessee, and the fireman comes in to tell you about safety and fires and all this. And he said, if you ever get caught in smoke, get low, right? And I remembered that in that moment. So I got low. I had my phone with me because I was on the phone with the fire department anyway, or the dispatch at 911. So I instinctively pull my phone out, flip up the iPhone thing, hit my flashlight, because you think if you can't see something, you hit your flashlight on your phone, right? I do that and pull up, and thank God in front of me was my guest bedroom, the spare room. I wasn't even going for that, by the way. I was opposite way.
And you didn't know where you really didn't know that.
Right. I was trying to go to my room to get my money, because I was like, I got to get my money. And so... it's weird, these things that you want to... I did not think about grabbing my guitar or weed or cigarettes.
I would just stand near the house crying and be like... I'm sorry. It's your house.
But then, yeah, I couldn't breathe in there. Then I realized I couldn't breathe. I see the bed spread. I realized where I was. It happened at like 1:15.
Fuck. So everyone's asleep.
Everyone's asleep. Yeah. Like 6 months, when we moved back, like a year later, the neighbor who lived next door, she was like, yeah, we saw your house on fire, just flames. We were like, oh no. I'm like, why the fuck did you not call somebody? Yeah. Crazy lady. Anyway, we don't live there
anymore.
So
you're by the guest bedroom.
I see that we're in the spare bedroom. I'm like, okay, I know where I am. I can crawl myself out. And I did. I crawled myself and just start coughing like crazy. So, get out. We all get out to the van. Luckily, I parked my van in the garage and kept the keys in it. So it was the furthest thing away from where the fire happened. And we just go and watch it burn and then watch the firemen try to save it. So everything was smoke damage, water damage, or burnt, gone. And so it
took... That's what people don't realize, that even if the fire makes it, that water shit they're powering on, it's probably going to ruin your shit anyway.
No, and smoke damage. Mm-hmm. Terrible. So, yeah. And a funny thing is, a friend of mine had kept she lost her dad to suicide too, and she had kept a lot of her stuff at my house. I don't mean to laugh, but she lost a lot of that stuff in the fire, right? I did too, by the way. I lost all my shit. But she was on this Netflix show. I will not say what it is. But in this Netflix show, she keeps talking about this, that she lost her dad's stuff, that she lost to a fire. And it was like the sympathy, getting all the sympathy for him. I'm like, that was my fucking fire you're
and
talking
your
about.
Your house.
My house. And by the way, we lived, you know, and my kids, getting them out, and the animals, and my dad's stuff too, by the way, and all of my shit.
Yeah, you lost that little stuffed bear. Or was it a bear?
It was like a mouse. It was a pink mouse. I don't know where he got
it
from.
And that burned up.
It was probably like the dollar store or something. Yeah, everything pretty much burned up. My mom's wedding dress that I had in there.
I was going to say, what do you miss the most? What's the, if right now, if you could have one thing.
You know that those favorite pair of jeans? Mm-hmm. It's that, you know?
Yeah.
I lost my favorite pair of
it's
jeans.
Not the TV and all the other bullshit, mm-mm. Yeah.
Favorite pair of jeans shorts, too. I remember those. And the radio station shirt that my mom had from where she met my dad. Like little, but honestly.
Like personal keepsake stuff.
Here's something cool. After that happened, when a fire happens, you know, everything's gone, but your insurance covers everything. And then you get to start again. And it was almost this, like, this was the house that I lived in with my husband. And now I get to pick a whole different house because they just redid it all. And I sold that house and made money on it. And
even after it was burned?
No, after they fixed it up.
Okay. I was like, who the fuck bought a burned down house? For over asking price.
Willie Nelson's great.
You got a burnt one? You got a burnt one? All right.
No. But, yeah. So anyway, I'm not in there anymore, but that's the fire story. And I actually put out I called iPhone and thanked them for saving my life, for having that flashlight on there. And customer service lady was like, well, okay. We don't get these kind of calls. Yeah. I was like, well, what's the best way to do it? Should I just make a video and put it on YouTube and tag it? She goes, yeah, maybe you're write a letter. And I was like, come
Who's
on.
Writing letters?
Nobody's writing letters.
Who's writing letters?
No. But yeah, so the iPhone, I owe my life to the iPhone flashlight.
You really believe that if you didn't have that flashlight, you're not finding your
way? I wouldn't have seen
way.
It. I wouldn't have seen where I was.
Wow. Because you thought you were
I
going
thought
the
I
other way.
I was in the hallway still.
That's scary as fuck. And you got all the animals out,
everybody
and everything
okay.
made it. That's awesome.
And I learned, you know, material stuff does not matter. It
now,
really
doesn't.
Did
you find out what started the fire?
A lamp. Caused the fire. My mom, back to my mom, she had this hot pink 80s lamp that had been in a closet, and she gave it to my daughter because my daughter loved pink. And that night, I mean, my son even came and asked me, hey, mom, is it okay if I turn on this lamp for Viv? And I'm like, yeah, it's fine. Thanks for asking. And it was left on, and I think she jumped down from bed in the middle of the night because I thought she was in her room. And I think when she ran across the floor to me, that it jostled the lamp in some way and it fell over. She might have seen it fall over in the middle of the night, but she was six. She was Stella's age, you know, just half asleep because she had gotten in bed with me. Thank goodness. And I think that's happened, or the cats could have knocked the lamp off. Either way, the lamp falls off. It breaks the light bulb. It's just an old lamp, and there was a towel laying right there that led right to the wood door.
Kaboom.
I'm just glad I woke up, right? Because
yeah,
the stories you hear.
No smoke detectors. All of you could have died.
I have a little bit of – and I have all kinds of respect for people who have been in war and have real PTSD, so I'm using that phrase very lightly. I just don't know how better else to say it. But I feel like I have a little bit of PTSD from that night because I can't go to sleep without listening to a comedy podcast.
For real? Every night?
Every night, because I think about that night and any little thing that could have gone wrong. What if the spare bedroom wasn't in front of me and it was I didn't notice where I was. I would have died. What if I didn't get the boys out or get fit? I mean, any bad scenario of that night pops into my head. Or what if the smoke alarm doesn't work tonight? You know, so I just have to have my brain on something else to fall asleep. And the podcasts are the best way. So I'm not watching something necessarily, you know, and it keeps your brain on something light and fun.
So you co-parent well now.
Yes.
And does your daughter know she might have burnt the house down?
She doesn't. Don't tell her, Ryan.
I mean, is she ever going to listen to this?
We'll fast forward through this part. Y'all put a little something up on the screen so I know the fast forward. No, she'll be fine. She'll be fine.
Man, that's terrible. Yeah. So,
the cool thing is you get to rebuild.
I get what you're saying. Like, this wasn't even my shit. This was, and now, boom, you get to restart and rebuild and do it your way.
He was a University of Tennessee fan, so the entire rec room was UT Orange. Do you know what UT Orange looks like?
Yes.
It's so bad. The entire room. This was a 985 square foot room. Neon orange.
Is his big titty football fan, new wife, Tennessee fan?
You wouldn't believe. She has a Christmas tree dedicated to UT.
Is it orange or like white and
it's
orange?
It's white with orange ornaments, all the ornaments. Yes. She named their dog Neely after Neely Stadium, which is where they play.
Nuh-uh.
I'm telling you, she's the perfect one for him. Perfect. And he always loved like big tits and big butts and stuff. And I was always trying to get skinny, you know. So I'm telling you, they were meant to be. But anytime we get together, I mean, we all have family dinners all together sometimes. And
that's nice.
Yeah. And really the kids really love it when we all get together and hang out. And
they like his wife.
They love her, yeah.
How did you feel about that at first? Were you okay with that?
I loved her. He had a couple of relationships before that they were not nice. Mm-hmm. One of them actually showed up at one of my shows with a friend, and I don't think she knew I was playing at the 5 spot. She just happened to be there because it's a trendy spot. And then after the show, I went up and I was like, what'd you think? And she goes, I really liked that Rebecca girl that sang. And I was like, right to my face.
Right to my face.
Yeah. And that's when I knew, oh, you've been fake when we've been talking every time before. Because that was the first time I'd seen her out without the kids or Scott being right there. So then from then on, it was just kind of, I didn't talk to her.
But this one you like.
And then the first one didn't really, my boy said that she, not that maybe that she liked my daughter more than them, and that bothered me. So she's not okay in my book.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That was the other one. So I started praying, like, I need, for me to be okay with all of this, I need this perfect woman, let her. And I just started, I want her to have big boobs, big butt. I want her to be blonde, you know, Southern girl. I mean, she's everything. Wants to cook out all the time and do yard work.
I'm down for the cookout, but you can have, I'll cut your grass on a riding mower, but that's it. I'm
Scott
done.
Loves yard work. I don't get it. But yeah, it's not the life that I necessarily, I wanted to go play music. And I always have wanted to go play music. And anytime I'd bring it up, he'd be like, you know. And the beginning of the end of that was the night that he told me that I couldn't wear a midriff shirt. And I was like, wait a minute. I'm an adult and I can't. And my dad's dead. I can.
And my dad's dead.
I have one dad. He's dead. You're not allowed to tell me. I can't wear a midriff shirt. And I didn't, you know, because I didn't. And I started thinking, like, I don't want to live my life worried about somebody else's feelings.
Well, that's control, you know. Fuck that too. Like, fuck your feelings. You're also like, I'm not living under your control. What are you talking about?
Yeah, and I know that he doesn't do that to her now. I don't think, you know, but she doesn't want to wear crop tops either.
Well, those big titties aren't gonna, you know, come out of that crop top.
She don't need crop tops.
Yeah, no.
She's got big titties.
Those titties will pull that shirt up. You're gonna see her belly. Oh, that's great.
I did make him get a vasectomy before we got on accident.
Hold on a minute.
On accident.
Oh, okay, on accident.
Well, you know, I knew I was on my way out, but, you know, he definitely got the vasectomy. Maybe
you
I should have.
It?
Well, it was the plan, you know, and I was already kind of trying. We were already in therapy, and when I went to. Thank God she didn't throw me under the bus. But the therapist, I looked at her, I was like, I need out of this. I need you to help me out of this. And she said, you know, when you were 19.
Hold on.
I might have just thrown myself under the bus for saying.
Yeah, well, but it's okay. You just threw yourself under the fucking honeysuckle rose, girl.
Dude, you know, you go in once and then he goes in and then you go in together.
Her, you tried to have it like, listen.
Yeah. I was like, look, let's bro down here. Connect with me. You know, look at my, I do not want to be married anymore. Please help me get out of this. What's the right way? We have kids. I want to be, I didn't want any fighting, you know?
Right. You're not in there saying he's a piece of shit.
No.
Not sure.
And she said, when you were 19 and you got married, you didn't go through counseling for someone to walk you through if you should or not shouldn't get married. But now you have me, so let me walk you through should or shouldn't you get divorced. And that made sense, you know, so I was like, okay. So then I was like, I'll listen, you know, but then we did, and I was like, I still want out. I'm not okay with not wearing crop tops.
Yeah.
I mean, and there was more than that. But, you know, I wanted to do music. I wanted to do more than just be at home. Being at home, I couldn't just be at home all the time anymore. I just quit nursing the babies, you know, and I was like, I can get out a little bit more. Yeah. But I also homeschool my kids, too. Yeah.
The whole time you have?
My boys went to kindergarten and actually went to college for elementary education. So it's not, you know, we're not like just watching Sesame Street for school. But they went to kindergarten, and then the next year we started homeschooling. We found a program called Classical Conversations, and it basically teaches them through song every subject. And we connected with that, and you meet with the community once a week. So it's kind of school, but once a week school, meet with a tutor, learn the stuff, go back. So I've been able to – basically the kids and I have grown up together is how it's been. And I remember looking – when
it's interesting, can I
COVID
say this
hit.
Like, it's your dad grew up with his dad in a different environment on a bus, and sort of like you've kept your kids around you the same way. Do you think that part of your trauma is homeschool, keeping your kids around because you're scared like you were when you were a mom that they're going
to
go?
Oh, no. I don't want them to leave the nest. I'll leave the nest and they stay at the house all the time so I can know that they're safe, you know? Now my biggest fear is losing them. I mean, you're a dad, you know.
Yes, yes. You go
and
from
you're a
nothing
great dad,
to
by the
That's
way.
That's nice. Thank
I don't
you.
Even have a dad, so I don't even know. But I've seen you, and I know you're a good dad. That is
you.
What a good dad is.
That means a lot. Thank you very much.
And my stepdad's great. I just
and
say Stella
that to loves
me.
You. I got pictures of you guys hanging out together the other night. I know. She asked about you.
Good. She, yeah. I'll see her before I leave
You'll
town again.
You'll see her, yeah.
Where are we at?
We're just about wrapped up, to be honest, because I want to ask you, going back to everything we've talked about now, what advice you would give your 16-year-old self?
Oh, don't get married in 3 years. That is it. Don't get married. Wait till after you're 35 to get married. Well, I mean, because you could still have babies. Why? It's just where we can own property. Yeah, I went through this with you the other day. I'm a woman. I can own property.
Yeah.
I can vote. I don't need a husband. I don't need a man. I am my own husband. I can do it. I have YouTube videos that show me how to do shit.
You don't need parents. You don't need husbands. You got YouTube.
I got YouTube. As long as the internet's working.
Yeah, I wish I had YouTube when I didn't have parents. I did learn how to tie a tie on YouTube.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, I don't have a dad to ask how to tie a tie. You know, shit like that. Like, I had a friend ask me, he's like, who taught you how to, like, have a good steak? I was like, nobody. Who taught you how to? I was like, you just got to go in and they tell you how to, you should have it cooked. And then you learn, you're like, oh, this is how people like steak. I was like, nobody. Who taught you how to grill? Nobody. Who taught you how to do it? Nobody.
Just like trial and error? You just did everything on your own?
Like everyone else that would learn how to do shit that didn't have somebody to show it to them. Like, what do you mean? How did I learn how to do this? You just learn. I mean, if you want, I can grill, though. I'm good at grilling.
Yeah.
It's
You're an amazing person, though. Most people like you should be angry and mean and, you know, just bitter and...
I'm not this person all the fucking time. I'm not overall an angry, bitter person. No, I'm not. I was in my 20s. I was, I wouldn't say I was bitter, but I was definitely fucking angry.
Yeah.
And I still have a chip on my shoulder. It'll never go away. I won't let it go away. Okay, your biggest fear in life is my life. That chip on my shoulder has been what's protected me and got me to where I am. So I know that it's not the best thing to have. So I have to find this balance of like, all right, you got to let some shit go. And you got to be cool about some shit. You got to change about some shit. But also, there's a reason you're here and why you're here. And don't forget where the fuck you come from. You know what I mean? Because look, you hear these people talk about like they were poor and then they were rich and then right back down. You know what I mean? Like life is not one thing. And
yeah,
I don't know. It's been
Time to smoke weed.
That's my car alarm. Thank you for doing
this.
Thank
you, Ryan.
Thank you for being here.
You're the best.
Will you
We're going
you.
To the comedy store tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Will you, again, plug everything you want to plug,
yes.
please?
Music is Funny podcast, which Ryan is a guest on, so go check that one out. And it's musicians talking to comedians about music and comedy. Check out Raylan Nelson Band. Thanks.
Thank you.
You're the best.
This is awesome. Thank you so much. As always, Ryan Sickler on all social media, ryansickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next week.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget.
Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.